Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. How awesome is our God? Wow. Don't forget, we're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And don't you dare change that channel. I'm just getting started. God is awesome. And if you haven't been up to the prayer mountain, oh my goodness, you got to come up to the prayer mountain. Look up at our website, atouchfromabove.org. Our prayer mountain is 25 amazing, beautiful acres where people come, pastors come from all over to pray. It's been so awesome. They come, they pray, they fast. Sometimes they bring their team, the Joshua cabin, the Caleb cabin, our Africa cabin, our veteran cabin, our upper room cabin, the Mary and Martha cabin. It's just so awesome. Our Israel cabin, our Isaac cabin, our Sarah cabin, our Abraham cabin. And it's just a secluded, private place to pray. Get away and pray. So don't forget, visit our website, touchfromabove.org. God is so awesome. Well, my message today is, why Jesus? Why Jesus? You ever go to witness to somebody and they go, why Jesus? Why Jesus? Well, looking back at our nation, I think, oh my goodness, how far has our nation fallen from God's word? You know, I was originally born and raised in Colorado, and I don't know if you've ever been to the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Oh my goodness, there's nothing like it. But you know, when that first snow comes, I remember dressing my little ones up, and I used to have a Bronco. I can't believe I sold that thing. That thing was worth now today about $70,000. Picked it up for a couple thousand dollars back then. Oh, long story. Losing my subject. So anyway, I'd dress my kids up and we'd take that four-wheel drive Bronco, go up to the mountains, and they would have their snow boots on and their mittens, and we'd begin to make a little teeny small snowball, and we'd get to the top of the hill and we'd start that little snowball rolling, and by the time it got to the bottom of that hill, that thing was the whole base of a snowman. You know, that is what happened to America, like a snowball rolling down the mountain. Our nation's wickedness has increased more and more. Have you ever thought, when does God say, enough? You know, as I read through God's word, I see something that rings warning, 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 warning for today, for America. You know, what is it in human nature that continually, willfully rebels against God? You know, as I read God's word, I see nothing. There is absolutely nothing new under the sun. The sin nature of man, oh, the sin nature of man is to rebel against God who created him and wants the best for mankind. I was thinking like loving parents trying to protect the rebellious teenager. Ah, but they do it anyway. They push away the parents' love. They push away the parents' protection, you know, and they push away the parents' safety. No, no, no. Today we see such rebellion against God. A rebellion that has become the norm to so many. Teachers and leaders teaching against God. Blind guides, that's what they are. Blind guides guiding to destruction. Matthew chapter 15, reading in verse 13 through 20 says, "But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let him alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Explain this parable to us." So Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. You see, you have to understand the human nature of man hides behind man-made religion. You see, if religion was going to save us, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees were the most religious people. But I want you to know it. Why Jesus? Why Jesus? Because Jesus is not religion. You know, like Adam and Eve. Have you just read in Genesis about Adam and Eve when they sinned against God in the garden and they started, you know, I really believe they started the first church of the fig leaf, hiding to cover up the rebellion against God. They were hiding. And when God called them, he said, "Why are you hiding?" "I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you you were naked?" You see, you have to understand our human nature fights against the truth of God's word. But the Old Testament is for our warning and our learning. Why did God tell the prophet Hosea to marry a prostitute? Of all things, when you think about it, God told him to marry a prostitute? I mean, my goodness. Why? Because God was so angry with Israel. She represented Israel. The prostitute represented Israel. God's people had fallen away to apostasy, forsaken God, forsaken the God who delivered them. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2, "Then the Lord began to speak to Hosea, and the Lord said to Hosea, 'Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and the children of harlotry. For the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.'" You see, the children of Israel had departed. And as we look around today, we can see that America can be somewhat like Israel. What we see today, we can see Israel did the exact same sin. You can see in our nation today, the movies, witchcraft, idolatry. What about pride? What about the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah, the drunkenness, the sexual sin, adultery, murder, greed, hatred, rebellion? The list goes on and on and on and on. So why? Why did God tell Hosea? Well, Hosea chapter 8, reading in verses 1 through 5, "Set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an angel against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. Israel will cry to me, 'My God, we know you.' Israel has rejected the good. The enemy will pursue him. They set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but not by acknowledging them. From their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves, that they might be cut off. Your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence?" You see, Israel was blinded to their sin. They couldn't see past their wanton flesh. You see, we have to understand something. Our life is a stage. Guess who's the star of that movie? You are the star of your own movie. And each day those scenes are played out. Love, hurt, triumph, pain, action, suspense, temptation. You see, what we do with this life that God Almighty has allotted to us will determine our eternal destiny. Our life can be made well if we let go to let God, if we let His will come into our lives. No matter what we've been through, God can make our lives brand new. You know, as I was crying out for our nation in prayer, I love to pray. This is why God stirred my heart to build a place of prayer. I said, "Lord, look at our nation. We're in so much trouble. Lord, I don't mean to bum you out this morning, but Lord, look at this. Sin has become a pandemic. Our minds can't even imagine the wicked, vile sins of our nation. When I think about over 70 million babies murdered through abortion. Now, if you had an abortion before you were saved, there's no condemnation here. If you've repented and asked God to forgive you, you are forgiven. But when I think about our nation and the violence that we hear and see every single day in the news, murder daily here or there or here, what about the gangs and the violence that we're watching? The disrespect to parents and the elderly, drunkenness, drugs, Satan's mocking of God's creation, men trying to be women and women trying to be men, atheism, backsliding, compromising, idolatry, and self-exaltation. Have you ever noticed that today, you know what, I am so wonderful. You notice people are on social media is like so busy. Let's be the best, you know, this. And it's all about idolatry and lifting yourself up. You know, hell's best theme song is, I am so wonderful to me. Can't you see? I'm everything you ever hoped for. No. You know, we have to understand we are nothing without Christ. You know, Acts 12, reading verse 21 through 23. And so on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an ordination to them. And the people kept shouting, oh, the voice of a God and not of a man. And then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. You see, mankind has become their own God. They've become an idol unto themselves. Like Israel, our once godly nation has turned its back against God and his word. You know, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11 says, there is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 12 says, there is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, yet it is not washed from its filthiness. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Why, Jesus? I'll tell you why. God knew that we couldn't make it without a Savior, like the children of Israel. We needed a deliverer. You see, Satan had his grip on mankind because of Adam's disobedience. And Adam opened the door to Satan and brought so much wickedness into the hearts of men and the evil deeds and the vile corruption that was done year after year and generation after generation. Mankind was now a slave to Satan without even knowing mankind became blind to sin. Mankind was now walking in darkness and doing whatever his flesh desired. If it felt good, he didn't care. He had no restraints. Like a hole in the dam, water started to trickle. Sin began to come. More and more the sin started to flow. The dam broke and sin flooded mankind because of Adam and Eve. Why Jesus? Because we needed a deliverer. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in our life through the one Jesus Christ. That's why we need Jesus, because human nature left by itself is a vile, wicked, pervert, selfish, greedy, covetous, pride. I should have made a list. It goes on and on. Before we came to Jesus, each one of us was so blind by Satan, we didn't know. We didn't know Satan was our master. Like a puppet on a string, we would do anything. We didn't know that we were damned for eternity, heading on a road to hell. We drank, we cursed God's name, God blankety blank blank, whatever. Sexual sin had a grip on us. We had no moral compass. Whatever our flesh wanted, we gave it. Satan poisoned our souls, and he was leading us right into the depths of hell. We didn't know that we were sinners. I mean, after all, everyone else is doing it. I'm not as bad as that person. We didn't know that while we were yet deep in our sin, Christ Jesus came to earth to bring you and me freedom. Like Israel, we did what was right in our own eyes, never thinking about Jesus. Oh, but God's love is so amazing. Oh, he wants no one to perish. He wants no one to enter into eternal damnation. You see, God created mankind to have fellowship with him, to walk in his blessings. You see, God gave mankind a free will to choose right or to choose wrong. And you know what is so amazing? Most people don't even read through the entire scripture. Everybody knows this scripture. John chapter 3, for God so loved the world. No. You got to read a little bit above that because this is so powerful. It says in John chapter 3, reading in verse 14 through 17, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that through him the world might be saved. That first part of that scripture, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, have you ever gone back into the Word and find out about Moses lifting up the serpent? You see, Israel had sinned so bad against God that God was so angry, he was going to kill them all. But then all of a sudden, Moses cried out and cried out and cried out. You see, God is looking for people that will cry out for our nation. And God heard Moses' prayer, and he told Moses, take a rod, put a gold snake and put it on the hill. And those that look up to that rod, then you know what? They will be saved and they will not die. You understand? They had a choice to do what was right or to do what was wrong. Look at the rod or don't look at the rod. You have a choice today to look to Christ or don't look at Christ, to follow his commandments or don't follow his commandments. Why Jesus? Because he wants to deliver us from this world's darkness. Sin destroys lives. Jesus came to set the captive free. Mary Magdalene, no problem is too bad. Mary Magdalene had seven demons. How about those demons you're carrying? Don't get mad at me. Don't you dare turn that channel. I'm talking about that demon of pornography. You sneak behind that closed door. You got the computer. The devil makes a fool out of you. And you think nobody sees, but your wife is in the other room. She's taking care of the children. But you're so caught up in that demon spirit. Don't get mad at me. I'm talking about you sneaking over there, pulling out your pipe. Oh, just one more. Just one more. No one will ever see, but God sees, and all the time, the devil is sucking the life out of you. He's still in your treasure of God. He's still in your blessings. What about you? You're angry. You're full of unforgiveness. You're bitter. My goodness, get off that dead horse. I know you've been so angry for 20 years. That horse has what's that thing called? Rigor mortis. It's eaten with worms and you keep sitting on it, hitting it, and you keep hitting that bitterness. Get off that dead horse. Can I tell you that God, why Jesus? Jesus came to set the captives free. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the rich man, delivered from cheating. You got to get off. You got to understand something. You got to get off the bad road and get on the good road. You see, Luke chapter 19, verses 8 through 9 says, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I've given half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusations, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, oh, Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to your house. Because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. You see, when salvation really comes to one's life, there's a change that takes place. There's a transformation. You cannot have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God. You can't. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things, old sin have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Do you understand that? The king is coming. Sounding the alarm. Blow the trumpet. The king is coming. The king is coming. You see, you have to be ready for the king. And through God, we're pleading as though God were pleading with us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Don't be confused. What are you doing? You cannot be in both worlds. It's like a trap. You know that mouse? Did you know that? You know what? I have this one room, and one day I looked down, not to be so graphic, but there was a little mouse turd. I said, oh my gosh, there's a mouse. He's stuck in the house. What am I going to do? Oh my gosh, I hate mice. And all of a sudden, I'm looking to see where he went, and I'm looking underneath this and the cabinet and this and that. And I said, oh my gosh, I don't know. And then the next day, there was a couple little more mouse turds, and I thought, oh my gosh, there's a mouse. So I told my friend, I said, do me a favor, go get a whole bunch of mouse traps. And you know what? That mouse, he would just kind of walk around the trap. But one day, whoosh, that trap got him. And his little neck was in that trap. And his little tail was trying to escape. And his little hands were wiggling. You know, that's what Satan does. If he can get you trapped in the world of sin today, you see, the world's in confusion. As we once were. Why, Jesus? Freedom. The world needs freedom. The first time I heard the gospel message, Jesus came to set the captives free. Oh, I didn't realize I was in Satan's prison. I didn't realize I walked in darkness. You see, I didn't know. I was so angry. Oh, my goodness. I was so broken inside. It wasn't until somebody told me that I needed Jesus and that I was under Satan's grip. Do you know I was so mad at them? I was so mad at them. I said, I beg your pardon. I'm not a Satan worshiper. They said, no, but he's your master. Ooh, I was so angry. I'm not a devil worshiper. Then she looked at me in the eyes and said, yes, you are. You see, I was blind. My life was not lining up to God's word. And I thought, I didn't have Jesus. What was I supposed to think? You see, our nation needs Jesus like never before. You know, and Satan hates when somebody hears the truth and hears, you need Jesus. And I'm speaking to you today. You need Jesus. You see, we need to speak the truth like never before. What makes people live and do what they do? What makes people live wicked? Satan does. People don't know what they are today. Well, identify with this. I heard some teacher saying, a kid came into his classroom and said, I identify as a cat, and they had to put a stinking cat box in the classroom. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You see, the world's lost. Christian, rise up. We need to identify with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Man screams and yells, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. His mustache, his hairy chest, and sorry, but you better get a better razor. Doesn't matter what. You see the kindergarten teacher teaching the kids how to have sex? Come on. What has happened to our nation? Christian, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, and stand against the wickedness of this world. God is looking for righteous men and women to stand. You know, our nation has forgotten God and His commandments. But I'm telling you what, when the children of God forgot their God, they brought down God's judgment. And we do not want to walk in God's judgment. We must remind the people that the wages of sin is still death, and the gift of God is Jesus. In Him, we have eternal life. I want to ask you today, are you born again? Have you truly repented? Or are you playing in the devil's playground? You see, you play in the devil's playground like that mouse that came in my house and that mouse trap was set up. You see, the devil's real. I've been saved a long time, folks. I've preached around the world by the grace of God. I've seen people come into the kingdom of God, and I've seen the devil trick them, and you know what? And I've watched them. I don't know exactly how many more minutes I have, but I'll give you one story that just broke my heart. Well, maybe I better share it with you with the next time. But it's a heart-gripping story. One person gets saved. They start hanging around with bad company. Bad company corrupts good morals. They ended up falling away and went back to their old lifestyle. But you know what? Within a year later, they were dying of AIDS. Can I tell you, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do not play in the devil's camp. Do not allow the enemy to come after you. Repent of your sins. Jesus, please forgive me. Be my Savior. Amen. Make sure you write to me. Look up our website. God bless you.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins. For your financial support of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Visit atouchfromabove.org and come visit a church service, 10 a.m. at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Dress warm. It's a church without walls.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have been